Deuteronomy chapter 4. So now, Israel, listen to the statutes and the regulations which I am teaching you to do, so that you may live and come and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. You shall not add to the injunction which I am commanding you, and you shall not take anything out of it, so that you keep the commandments of the Lord your God with which I am commanding you. Your eyes have seen what the Lord has done in Baal Peor, for the Lord your God eradicated from your midst every man who followed Baal Peor. But you who adhere to the Lord your God are all alive today. Look, I have taught you statutes and regulations according to what the Lord my God commanded me, namely that you should act accordingly inside the land to which you are going, to possess it. So you must keep them and do them, for it is your wisdom and understanding in the eyes of the nations which will hear all these statutes and say, "Only this great nation is a wise and understanding people." For what great nation is there that has gods close to it, as the Lord our God is in all our calling out to him? And what great nation is there that has righteous statutes and regulations according to all this law which I am placing before you today? But be on your guard and watch out for your life very alertly, so that you do not forget the things which your eyes have seen, and so that they do not depart from your heart any of the days of your life. And you shall make them known to your sons and to your grandsons. On the day when you stood before the Lord your God at Horeb, when the Lord said to me, "Assemble the people to me, and I will cause them to hear my words, so that they may learn to fear me all the days that they live on the earth, and to teach their sons," you approached and stood below the mountain. While the mountain was burning with fire up to the heart of heaven, it was darkness and cloud and gloom. And the Lord spoke to you from the middle of the fire, and you heard the sound of the words, but you did not see the image. There was just the sound. And he told you his covenant which he commanded you to do, the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them on two stone tablets. And at that time the Lord commanded me to teach you statutes and regulations, for you to carry them out, in the land to which you are crossing, in order to take possession of it. And take great care for your lives, for you did not see any image on the day when the Lord spoke to you at Horeb from the middle of the fire. Not to act corruptly, or make yourselves an idol, an image of any figure, a likeness of anything male or female, a likeness of any cattle that is on earth, a likeness of any winged bird which flies in the sky, a likeness of any creeping animal on the ground, or a likeness of any fish that is in the water below the surface of the earth. And take great care not to lift up your eyes towards the sky and see the sun and the moon and the stars, the whole array of the sky, and you are induced to worship them and to serve them, which the Lord your God apportioned to all nations under the whole sky. And the Lord took you, and he brought you out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, to be a people to him, an inheritance, as you are today. But the Lord became angry with me because of you, and he swore that I would not cross the Jordan, and that I would not go to the good land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. For I am to die in this land. I will not be crossing the Jordan, but you will be crossing, and you will take possession of that good land. Take care not to forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, by you making for yourselves an idol, an image of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden you. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. If when you have begotten sons and grandsons, and have grown old in the land, you cause corruption, or you make an idol, an image of anything, or do wrong in the eyes of the Lord your God, so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that you will certainly perish swiftly in the land which you are crossing the Jordan to inherit. You will not have a long time in it, but be utterly destroyed. And the Lord will scatter you among the nations, and you will remain few in number among the nations to which the Lord will drive you. And you will serve gods there, the work of men's hands, wood and stone which do not see and do not hear, and which do not eat and cannot smell. and you will seek from there the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search him out with all your heart and all your soul. When you are in adversity, and all these things will come upon you in the last days, you will return to the Lord your God, and you will heed him. For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not abandon you, and he will not let you go to ruin, and he will not forget the covenant of your fathers, which he swore to them. So ask, please, about the former days which were before you, from the day when God created man on the earth, and from one end of the sky to the other end of the sky, whether such a great thing as this has ever taken place, or whether anything like it has been heard of. Has any people heard the voice of God speaking from the middle of fire, as you have heard, and have they lived? Or has God ventured to go and take to himself any other nation from the middle of a nation, with trials and signs and wonders, and by war, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, and with great awesome things, as everything that the Lord your God has done with you in Egypt before your eyes? You have been shown, so as to know, that the Lord is God. There is no other besides him. From heaven he has caused you to hear his voice, to instruct you, and on the earth he has shown you his great fire, and you have heard his words from the middle of the fire. And because he loved your fathers, he chose his seed after him, and he brought you out of Egypt in front of him, by his great power, so that you might dispossess nations greater and more powerful than yourself at your advance, to bring you in and to give you their land as an inheritance, as it is this day. And you shall know today, and you will reflect in your heart, that the Lord is God in heaven above and on the earth below. There is no other. And you shall keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command you today, so that things may go well with you, and with your sons after you, and in order that you may have a long time on the land which the Lord your God is giving you for all time. Then Moses allocated three cities across the Jordan on the east, for the manslayer who has killed his neighbour unintentionally to flee to, when he had not hated him in the past, so that he may flee to one of these cities and live. Bezer, in the desert, in the plain country, for the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead for the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan for the Manassites. And this is the law which Moses put before the sons of Israel. These are the testimonies and the statutes and the regulations which Moses told the sons of Israel when they came out of Egypt, across the Jordan in the valley opposite Beth Peor in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, whom Moses and the sons of Israel defeated when they came out of Egypt. And they took possession of his land and of the land of Og, king of Bashan, two kings of the Amorites who were across the Jordan on the east, from Aroer, which is on the bank of the Arnon brook, to Mount Sion, which is Hermon, and the whole arid tract across the Jordan on the east, and to the sea of the arid tract under Ashdoth-Pisgah.